Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Chicago, you've got your morning Bob on Wednesday, May 6. And happy Nurses Appreciation Day to you, Dean Richards.
A very, very happy Nurses Appreciation Day. I've dealt with a lot of nurses. My brother had been in the hospital and in nursing homes for quite a long time. And the amazing work that they do, this is way before pandemic. Certainly now during pandemic, it's intensified about 10,000%. They do amazing jobs. What they're doing now, especially with hospitals being closed and families not being able to come in and keeping communication lines open so families are up to date on what's going on. The long, hard shifts that they're putting in, I can't say enough about nurses and all the healthcare professionals, all the people who do everything from serving the food to cleaning the linens to doing everything. That's an amazingly hard job.
We love and admire our doctors and those nurses, though. I mean, they frequently are the ones who are dealing even more on a personal level.
True.
With a lot of patients and doing their best to give us, let's just say their bedside manner is almost always off the charts.
Right.
And
I thought our jobs were hard.
No. We're doing this because we didn't want to work, remember?
Doesn't it make you feel like a complete lazy oaf when you see people working that hard and then we come in and talk and joke around for a few hours?
I know. Thank goodness, though, people like Taylor Swift also admire the nurses, huh?
Taylor Swift, she does things like this all the time where she's doing nice things for fans of hers, and there was one nurse in particular whose name it was Whitney Hilton. She lives in Utah, but she left Utah to go to New York so she could work on the front lines of the kind of the center of the storm of the pandemic. She's a huge Taylor Swift fan. Also, on her Twitter account, it says, "Nurse by day, Swiftie by always." So Taylor Swift sent her a big box full of gifts, merchandise, and a handwritten note that said, "I wanted to send you some presents to let you know how grateful we all are for you." So that's a very sweet thing to do today. You know, for nurses around here, they love muffins in the morning and coffee. They love pizza. They love, that's a really tangible way that you can say thank you for all that you do.
Yeah. In that respect, they are just like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we love all that also, by the way.
Now, I'm reading the story about Hank Azaria, wondering if you, Dean, are going to insure your vocal cords, too.
I should. Victory Auto Records has asked me many times.
I'll bet.
To please make sure that I don't do anything to my voice. And I don't know if you've ever done this. You know, I remember this in particular. If there's one thing I remember from watching The Last Dance and all those Bulls memories was going crazy watching those Bulls games during that time and screaming my stupid head off. And at the time, I was on WNUA. And, I was supposed to be nice and smooth and cool and all that. And I would come in and I had no voice. I had blown my voice out screaming at Michael Jordan and the Bulls the night before. And Hank Azaria was on Conan O'Brien last night. And he talked about something similar, not the Bulls, but he had a case where he just completely stressed out his vocal cords and really couldn't speak properly for a couple of weeks. Now, that's significant for him because He is probably the most significant voice guy on The Simpsons. Do you know he does over 35 voices on that show?
That's amazing.
I knew he did many of them. I had no idea it was that many, 35. Hmm. So years ago, he, as he told Conan O'Brien, he actually did insure his vocal cords.
You know, you've heard like Baryshnikov insured his legs.
Yes.
Pianists insure their fingers. It actually kind of makes sense that you would insure your vocal cords.
I did. I mean, if you think about the revenue I'm lucky enough to bring in from doing The Simpsons, I mean, that was a long time ago. A lot of money would have gone bye-bye if I couldn't make voices anymore.
Is there one that's your personal favorite, like it's just always fun to do?
The one I love the most is Mo, because he sounds like he's from Queens and I'm from Queens, and I used to bartend and he currently bartends. The one I enjoy the most, Conan, my friend, is Professor Frank. To me, it's the vocal equivalent of a peanut. I cannot stop once I start. Hello, Conan, how are you? Take two will be, hello, Conan, how are you? Vlahivik. Take three will be, hello, Conan, how are you? Glahibinglesh.
He's the greatest.
Yeah, man. You talk about, think about the checks in his mailbox every week, huh?
Unbelievable. It's fun, though, when you're interviewing guys like that or, you know, people who do the character voices. And you see them doing the voices in real life. There's just something extra entertaining about that. It's on Conan's YouTube page if you want to see it.
Yeah, you're giving me an idea. When I come home today and Marianne wants to talk to me, I'm just going to say, I've taken a vow of silence to protect my vocal cords.
I got to protect the cords. Yep, exactly.
Does the fact now that Selena Gomez is getting a cooking show give you hope, Dean? Because I know you've been doing a lot of cooking segments on Channel 9 lately.
I have, and this is aggravating me a little bit because, you know, God bless Selena Gomez. You know, I'd like to see anybody get any job that they can. She got a cooking show from HBO Max yesterday. She has admitted she knows nothing about cooking. So I know something about cooking. I would like a cooking show on HBO Max. That's going to be the premise of the show, is where they take somebody who knows nothing about cooking, they pair them up with cooking professionals, and see if she can duplicate the recipes that the professionals are putting together. It's actually kind of a clever idea. And these are stay-at-home, during-the-quarantine kind of recipes. Again, very similar to what we're doing on Channel 9. I don't want to say she stole my idea. But that's pretty much what we do. In fact, today, after 9 o'clock this morning, I'm cooking some Mother's Day breakfast ideas. So if you're looking for something kind of fun to do for Mom on Sunday after 9 o'clock on Channel 9 this morning, the episodes also will highlight a different food-related charity. Each episode, HBO Max, which is their new online platform, will debut on May the 27th.
Well, if they're doing cooking shows with people who know nothing about it, I can join you on that.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get some stuff, pull 7-8 things out of my cupboard and see what we come up with.
Well, I wonder if Mom would like one of my fried salami sandwiches. Oh, that's about all I can do.
Fried salami sandwiches are awesome.
Yummy. You're talking with Dean Richards. What is the case involving Quincy Jones and is it the Michael Jackson estate now?
It's the Michael Jackson estate. A couple of years ago, Quincy Jones sued claiming that he was entitled to royalties from some of the revenue streams that were generated following Michael Jackson's death. You know, all kinds of re-releases were starting to come out, and videos and TV specials. And Quincy Jones was involved in lots of that for many years. He produced Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album, Thriller, and Bad, arguably three of the greatest albums of all time. So he claimed that he was due revenue from that. At the time, a judge agreed and awarded him $9 million in revenue that was due to him. But it went to appeal. The Michael Jackson estate took it to an appeals court. And the judge in the appeals court said that the original judge allowed the jury to misinterpret the contracts with Michael Jackson. So he had to give back nearly $7 million. He got to keep $2.6 million for that concert film that came out, This Is It. So he lost almost $7 million. He got 2.6 in the deal. That's the business side of music.
You know what? The more I read about Quincy Jones, the more I'm impressed. I mean, this guy, he produced Leslie Gore's record, It's My Party, back in the early 60s. He had his hand yeah. in just about everything over the years.
He doesn't so much anymore just because he's getting older, but he's still involved in the music scene. But think about, especially the Thriller album, and how groundbreaking that was at the time, even Off the Wall and also Michael Jackson's Bad album. But that Thriller album, it's one of the most revolutionary albums of all time. Nothing had ever happened like that on vinyl prior to that.
He
created it. It was the genius of Michael Jackson, of course, but it also was the genius of Quincy Jones, being able to assemble it and, you know, just put all the layers together. If you think about how innovative that was, much of that was the genius of Quincy Jones.
What a long, great career.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan has been doing some funny stuff on CBS Sunday Morning and also online, and now he's going to play this Toronto mayor. I forgot all about this guy, but he was big news for a while, wasn't he?
Sure was. Rob Ford was his name. He was the mayor of Toronto and was, you know, gregarious and bombastic and said whatever was on his mind. And at a point in his mayorship, admitted that he smoked crack and that he was abusing alcohol. And nobody seemed to mind, but his life really unraveled after that, and he wound up dying of cancer in 2016. Jim Gaffigan is going to play him in a scripted series that is in the works at the AMC channel. He confirmed it on Twitter. Jim did on Twitter yesterday with the caption, "Stop the Gravy Train," which I guess was an old campaign slogan of Ford's, but given Jim Gaffigan's affection for food, "Stop the Gravy Train" sounds like it could also apply to something, you know, Jim was up to. I give Jim a lot of credit. I mean, I like the guy. He's been on the show many times. I think there's nobody better doing stand-up comedy. He's so funny. But if you've seen him in movies, it's mostly been small supporting roles up until this point. Jim Gaffigan has got some dramatic chops. He's a good actor. And he's been in, I want to say, maybe a half a dozen, you know, small independent movies. And I think this is going to put him on a kind of a different level, you know, playing this outrageous guy, Rob Ford.
You know what? The thing is with Gaffigan, he's just really smart, isn't he?
Yeah.
And it comes through.
And if it's not genius enough with him, every day during this quarantine, you have been able to enjoy, and you can do it today. I don't know for how long he's going to be doing dinner with the Gaffigans. He does a live stream every night of dinner in his house with his five children and his wife, Jeannie. And it's just, it's not contrived comedy. It's just dinner with five kids, you know, mom and dad and five kids and what happens at the dinner table. And it's so compelling to watch it.
Yeah, it's very, very funny. And is he on the list of celebrities reading Harry Potter?
He is one of the few celebrities not on the list of people who are going to be reading Harry Potter. This is a brand new thing that's going to be happening. The J.K. Rowling Wizarding World website yesterday announced that they've lined up some celebrities who are going to be reading Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. That's the first book. Each celebrity will take on one of the 17 chapters, and they lined up Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, to take on the first chapter, which is running for free right now at wizardingworld.com, wizardingworld.com. Dakota Fanning has already signed up for it. Eddie Redmayne has signed up for it, Oscar winner, who is also in Fantastic Beasts. David Beckham, the soccer superstar, has already signed up, and lots of other West End actors have already signed up for it. But if you're a Harry Potter fan, you know, you've got some bored, quarantined Harry Potter fans. Wizardingworld.com is where it all started yesterday.
And finally, we've got some more celebrities doing commencement addresses virtually.
Yes. This time we can add former President Barack Obama to the list and former First Lady Michelle Obama. They are going to be doing commencement addresses for two commencements that will be taking place on television and online. One of them will be on May the 16th on all the major TV networks, on all the social media platforms. They will be giving, I presume will be, an inspirational commencement address, but also then will be joined by lots and lots of celebrities like Lady Gaga, like the Korean supergroup BTS. LeBron James is going to be a part of it. The Jonas Brothers. Malala Yousafzai is going to be speaking. Pharrell Williams is going to be performing. And it ain't no party until Condoleezza Rice shows up. she is going to be, I don't know what she's going to be doing. She is a piano player. She's a classically trained pianist.
Yeah, she's good.
So maybe she'll perform. You know, maybe she'll offer some words of advice to all of the graduates who are not getting in-person ceremonies this year. There's going to be that one special that's going to be on May the 16th, and then there's another one that will be on YouTube called Dear Class of 2020. That's going to be on June the 6th, in which the Obamas, again, will be giving a commencement address, and a whole other group of celebrities will be doing the performing.
Last hour, I gave my commencement speech, and judging by the emails and text, it's been an overwhelming failure. People hate it. Did Channel 9 carry that, by the way? I forgot to ask.
We had started to broadcast it, and
Away?
It got preempted
by a Victory Auto Records spot.
We had a very, very important Victory Auto Records. People were demanding seeing that door falling off on that poor guy.
Oh, well, just as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dean. Thank you.